Well, friends, spring has officially sprung in the great state of Texas where I live. I hope it's warm and sunny and starting to turn green wherever you may be listening, because it's one of my favorite seasons. It's just like all things coming new, fresh, new possibilities for what's ahead. It also tends to be the season of allergens, if you can't tell by the sound of my voice. It also tends to be a season for launching new products and services, or even old products and services. So I've been helping several entrepreneurs launch their products and services out into the world. And one of the things that has been on my mind is the downsell. I briefly mentioned this in last week's episode when we talked about the essential pieces of copy you don't want to miss out on when you're planning a live launch. But even if you're not planning a live launch, let's talk about what is a downsell and how you can use it to make more sales in your business.
Welcome to Copy That Converts, the podcast that gives you copywriting and email marketing tips to help your business connect with ideal clients who will actually buy. Consider me your bossy big sister for your business. I'll tell you exactly what to do to create high converting copy so you can close your laptop with confidence knowing that you've created words that work. I'm Megan Wisdom, a certified copywriter and bona fide big sis who's helped 5, 6, and 7-figure business owners make thousands of dollars through email marketing. And I want to help you do that too. Get ready for some no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is advice with a sprinkle of fun as we learn how to create copy that converts into sales.
So what exactly is a downsell? Okay, picture this. You're in the middle of a product launch. You're really excited, but not everybody is ready to commit to your top-tier offer. Like, maybe they're not financially in a place that they can afford your amazing all-in-one package deal, your big course, complete mastermind, whatever it is that is like your premium offer. It's not going to be for everybody in your audience, because remember, people are at different stages of their business development or their personal growth or whatever it is that you're selling. They may not be ready for that yet. So at this point, you have two choices. You can either continue to nurture them until they are ready for that big offer, which is perfectly fine, or you can offer them a more affordable solution that can still help meet some of their pain points. Okay, you know your girl likes analogies, so here we go. How about this one? When you go out for your anniversary, your 25th anniversary dinner at a really nice Brazilian steakhouse, you're going to order probably the best things on the items, the most expensive steak, the best appetizers, all that good stuff. But let's say you're going there as a teenager, like maybe you're celebrating your 6-month anniversary with your sweetheart, and probably not going to be able to afford the biggest steak on the menu. In fact, there's a very good chance that you might just order a really nice appetizer and share it between you, right? Because you're at different stages of the game, you're at different stages of life, and what's good and easy for one person may not be quite ready for another. So, that may be a terrible analogy, because I don't know how many kids are actually going to steakhouse on their dates as teenagers these days or ever, but regardless, you get the point. We have to be ready for that thing. So how can we still make sales to those people so that they can even better understand that this product that you've created, this amazing steak dinner that you've created, is exactly what they need and what they want and what will help them take the risk to actually make the leap into that bigger program, and maybe even take a little bit of a risk that's something that could pay off for them? How do you get them there? How do you get them ready? A downsell will help do that. A downsell is an offer that's your lower level. So we talk about tiered offers, or it may even be referred to as an offer ladder. So you have your top offer, you have a mid-range offer, and you have a lower level entry offer. A downsell would be one of those lower offers where you're offering maybe a discount following the live launch of a product. So you've just gone out and tried to sell your top tier offer. You've identified after, spending a week with these people, spending time with them, sending them emails, talking to their pain points, reflecting back what they're saying about their problems and the solution that you offer. Then if they still haven't purchased, the timing may not be right. And remember, there are three things that everybody needs in order to make a sale: the right client, the right time, and the right offer. So let's say you have the right offer and you have the right client, but the timing isn't right for that client. How do you get them then? You offer them the downsell. You offer them the mid or the lower level at a discount, just like you've probably offered all kinds of bonuses or maybe even a discount for your upper level offer during your launch. Now you're going to offer one of the lower levels because they're warm. They're like, they've been thinking about this. They've been opening your emails. And this is especially important if you can segment your list and identify the people who are actually opening those emails during your launch period and say, okay, we know these people are interested. They keep reading the emails, but they just haven't made the leap. That is going to be your prime clients for a downsell offer because you know they're interested. You know they're like those little minnows going around. Minnows? I don't know. Some kind of fish hovering around the bait, but they're just not ready to take a bite yet. So don't think that a downsell is just about selling more stuff or even having a sale, if you want to call it that. It's not really that at all. The idea is that you are going to A, identify who is super interested but not ready, and B, offer them something that they could be ready for instead so that they will continue to increase that know, like, trust. They will understand that you are a credible person that has a solution to their problem, and you will just continue to nurture that relationship by providing them value, helping solve their problems, even if they're not ready for your top tier product yet. So that's what a downsell is. It's not that complicated, but it does take a little bit of strategy on the back end, being able to identify the people who are the warmest leads in your post-launch audience and really taking advantage of that and striking while the iron is hot. So think about a downsell the next time you get ready to launch a product or service. Consider that in part of your product planning. Here's something else to think about. Have you joined my email list yet? Because I would love to send you copy tips and fun stories and just ideas to help you be more successful with your online business. You can do that by opening up the app that you're listening on right now, scrolling down to the show notes, and clicking on the link there, because it's a great season for your business to bloom. Okay, yeah. I'll stop it with the dad jokes now, but it really is.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you enjoyed this episode or learned something new, I'd be so grateful if you shared it with a business bestie. Or better yet, leave a review on iTunes, because by doing so, you'll help this podcast reach more business owners who can learn how to use copywriting to grow their businesses. And that's what we're all about here. So thanks.